Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Again, coming to you from an undisclosed location in Maryland, I'm Rick Rockwell. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. We start off with the music of Blur this week. Feeling a little bit blurry, Jeff?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've been waiting for it to rain here for 4 days, and I am kind of tired of that, so maybe blurry is the correct phrase, Rick.
Well, just to get our P's and Q's in a row, that is Song 2. From Blur. That is a popular Blur song on FM radio, and I never hear the DJs ever tell me the name of the song, so I want to make sure that we did it right.
Well, the reason they never say the name of the song is they don't like to say the name of the song anyway, and it doesn't sound hip and cool enough.
I think a song called Song 2 has its own hipness attached, and as we know, Blur, a British band from the 90s, beginning of this particular decade, and they have since gone the way of the dodo, and as many bands do, but members of Blur are still around and still kicking around and doing some wonderful things. But, you know, Jeff, if you're not feeling up, I know there's something special that will make you move along at a faster pace, and that would only be the shop.
Caution. Now time for Rick's Metal Shop.
The name of the band is Behemoth. Chant for Esgaton 2000 EV. That's the name of the song. More or less, Jeff, a title track to Behemoth's last EP released late in 2008. And I guess I have to ask, is that heavy enough for you?
That, Rick, was that was not only sludgy, but with all that feedback, it was fudgy. And I brought in a consultant to help me do the heavy metal dipstick for this song. Marlo, the official Ivory Towers underground podcast dog, Rick, is here with me. And we're going to give that a 25W50. That's almost as sludgy as it gets on the dipstick.
So we've gone from blurry to sludgy to fudgy. And the dipstick only has one lower rating, does it not?
Only one rating is sludgier, and that would be the 25W60. But yeah, this is pretty close.
I've been trying to get that low rating. I'm going to have to find something even fudgier than Behemoth for that.
Well, I'm sure that you'll find some thrash metal with some guys who play the guitar as on 11, and they play it faster than the human ear can possibly discern it, and I'm sure that will get you your 25W60.
Well, I'll tell you, they're probably not a 25W60, and they're probably not a thrash metal band, but I think what you got coming up next is just as loud and just as proud as what we just heard.
But first, the Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Trouser Mouth. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music on Cover Me this week. Rick, Trouser Mouth, getting our Canadian content in, a Canadian post-punk band from the west of Canada. And I own, 12, 15, 18 versions of Nick Lowe's I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll, and that's very close to the best. Marlo thought so too, apparently.
Well, Marlo, the official dog of Ivory Towers Radio, woke up for that version of Nick Lowe. Couldn't get Marlo awake for the Behemoth and Esgaton. So I tell you, Trouser Mouth has got something going on if you could wake Marlo up.
That's just such a great song. What is it, about a minute and a half? Rewriting the lyrics to make them a little more au courant. But the wonderful sensibility is still there.
Well, it's a great redone version. That's what you want with the cover. They've made it their own. And as usual, if you didn't know that Nick Lowe had done that song, you would think Trouser Mouth had made that song up themselves. And I'm going to say, we got to have more from those guys, not just because of the Canadian content laws, but but because they're so good. And obviously, we were talking last week about Rude and Rough, and I like Rude and Rough. That's as rude and rough as you're going to get. I challenge anybody to get ruder than that.
And, well, the good news then is Trousermouth apparently will have a new album out later this year, and when they do, we will have it on the Underground Podcast.
Well, as we always like to say, you know, when you've put something great on, the only way to top it is with more of the same. So isn't Mr. Lowe in the on-deck circle?
He's in the on-deck circle, swinging the bat, cleaning off his cleats, and coming to the plate.
And not at spring training, but about to hit a home run, I'd say.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
From Jesus of Cool in 1978 on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, that song from, of course, one of the seminal New Wave punk records, Jesus of Cool, was the very first single ever released on Stiff Records. And probably we should try to avoid all of the Stiff Records jokes.
Well, one of those labels that we know you and I both love, and hopefully we're getting our audience to appreciate them too, but I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The question would be, "And So It Goes" is a phrase actually that was popular in the 60s and I think part of the 70s from Kurt Vonnegut. Do you think that Nick appropriated that phrase
I think Lowe has always been one of the best read of rock and roll's Toonsmiths. God, I love to talk this jockey. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least, because if you listen to the lyrics in the song, it does have that sort of Vonnegut-ish coming and going and this and that, and there's this whole big mash out there that no one makes any sense of.
Well, for those younger folks who listen to the podcast, and we know we have a few of you, go look up a book called Slaughterhouse-Five, and that book will tell you all you need to know about the phrase "and so it goes." And I think listen to that Nick Lowe song while that you read in that book over and over and over again, and I think you'll finally get it.
Hey, if you're going to mention Slaughterhouse-Five, can I mention one of your all-time favorite actresses?
Please do.
Valerie Perrine?
Who starred in the movie version of Slaughterhouse-Five. So there you go.
And so it goes.
And so it goes, and it will go some more on the other side of this cross-promotional announcement. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Thank you.
Baritones, heading out on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, as we end our set of classic guitar rock. Instrumentals, no words, just three chords. Although, Rick, could probably, you'll fill us in on just how many chords are actually involved there. Plus, with this set, we corrected several oversights that we've made in the time we've been doing this, because we started out with the great Link Wray, Jack the Ripper. We've never played Link Wray. And in the middle, Duane Eddy, Yep, the name of that song, Yep, Y-E-P. We've never played Duane Eddy. And once again, Rick, there's so much good music. We've been doing this now 2.5 years, 100 shows, 100 plus shows, and we've yet to play until today Link Wray and Duane Eddy, both of whom are incredibly important and significant.
And one more song, one more group in that set.
The Veritones, heading out. I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess...
Yeah, I haven't made a big screw-up. I've made a big screw-up in at least a week.
I guess I was so amazed by, I think, more than three chords in the Veritones song. I think I counted at least four, maybe five. So... Very
well, that's the
song.
Difference. The Link Wray and Duane Eddy are actually from the 50s and 60s. Those were the people who did the chords that later musicians would borrow from. And the Veritones, in fact, that's a record from 2006, and there are a bunch of guys about as old as we are who've been recording for about 30 years. So they took that bass and they built on it with that extra chord and a half.
Just something to keep you interested.
They did it well. It's. And I'm not a big fan of instrumental music, but that was well done.
Well, we have had, in this particular year, tracks of time where we decide to put in some instrumental music, and we know that occasionally the audience wants a little break from lyrical music, but... We're here talking a little bit of musicology. We've got to find a way to get our musicology back into the Underground Podcast. We sort of walked away from musicology for a while, but that's a wonderful musicology lesson about instrumental guitar rock. And if you're interested in more musicology, you can find it on our ancillary blog, the Ivory Towers blog. You can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's plenty on the website besides music. There's also politics and sports. And this week, definitely a couple of pieces about a new album that we, I think, were suggesting that folks should avoid, and that would be the new Chris Cornell album, which is little to do about rock and roll and a lot to do about, well, dance music. In the old days, we would have said Chris Cornell has gone disco. But if you're interested, you can read the Ivory Towers blog, that URL, www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
pretending, hoping that somehow somebody would see. So desperate for someone, I guess that she thought that someone was me. I let her down, it's true.
That's the new single from Nico Case. People got a lot of nerve. Absolutely brand new music, only about a week old. And before that, also new music from Chris Isaak, We Let Her Down. I also think that is the lead single from Mr. Isaac's new one that's called Mr. Lucky.
Hey, Rick, do I understand what you told me correctly, that Nico Case is getting bad reviews for that album?
Well, not from me. And since
well,
we
I know
just,
that not from us on the Underground Podcast, certainly.
No, not on the Underground Podcast. And last week, we just finished talking about the Underground Podcast's ancillary blog, the Ivory Towers blog. I wrote late Valentine to Ms. Case because she is one of those people that I just love her voice and she's wonderful. But yes, the critics are savaging her. They say her stuff is too experimental now. One critic here in Washington Post in D.C. here, although I'm not in D.C. this week, but, you know, I'm not far
secret,
away.
You're in a secret location.
I'm in the secret location, which, you know, I'm not with Dick Cheney, thank God. But I am close to D.C., and so I do occasionally get the Post at the undisclosed location. And the writers on the Post don't seem to like Ms. Case, and they're on her case, as a matter of fact, because they think that she's too dour and sober, and that her songs are too experimental, and that they need more choruses. That was one of the things that the writer said, that she needs
Rick,
more choruses.
I feel a rant coming on.
Well, I've been ranting, okay? So you're welcome to rant with me.
You know, we've been doing this a long time. We've been writing about music a very long time, and the one thing I've learned is that critics have to find a reason to be a critic. It's very difficult to write a piece and to say, yes, I like this direction. I think this fellow named Bob Dylan, he's really going to go somewhere. Instead, they have to listen to it and say, you know what, that Dylan fella, he stinks. Until Dylan actually establishes himself as the genius that he is. And then they're all on the bandwagon. And I think the same thing applies to Nico Case. She's breaking new ground. She's trying to do something different. You may not like it, but you have to understand, if you're a good critic, you have to understand what she's trying to do and why she's trying to do it, and then make a judgment about whether she's successful or not. Not that she shouldn't do it.
Well, to give you a perfect example of that, it was revealed this past week that one of Carl Bernstein's first assignments in 1969 was to cover a little band called Led Zeppelin, who he absolutely trashed in his review and said that they weren't very interesting and would never amount to anything. Luckily, Carl Bernstein went on to write other things, and that little band called Zeppelin went on to do a few other things too. And I guess that's all we need to say about that subject. More music on the other side of this public service announcement. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured.
Imprisoned.
Executed. Or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. 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 Ocean child. Shell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering. So I sing a song of love for Julia.
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Thank you.
That's new music from Stephen Wilson, Harmony Corrine. Preceding that, Beirut with The Concubine, and Jeff will get back to that. That's also new music. Starting us off, The Master, John Lennon with Julia. That is an alternative take, a home recording, and a wonderful sound of Mr. Lennon at home. And I think you can see a bit of the artistic and creative process there. For those of you who could sing along with that, you see the differences and you see where things changed. I want to get back to both Beirut and also to Stephen Wilson. Beirut is actually one person, Jeff, Zach Condon. And as we know, we're great players and fans of Cat Power. Well, here's another one of those folks who likes to create a band name for just themselves. And so Zach Condon, who is a critical darling and I think has some very interesting things with The Concubine. Stephen Wilson, just a little bit of background on him, is the originator and guitarist of a little band called Porcupine Tree. And the very first year of the Underground Podcast, Porcupine Tree was one of the very favorites of our audience. And I will point out that people really like this new Stephen Wilson release called Insurgentes. It was so looked forward to by folks who like, alt-rock, indie rock, progressive rock, because it does have progressive touches, that it showed up on the best progressive lists of many people in 2008 before it was even released in 2009. And that, of course, can happen today because MP3s leak and that sort of thing. So Stephen Wilson with Insurgentes, very well worth checking out.
Well, Rick, that was an interesting set in the progression there. And if you'd like to hear more interesting sets, if you would like to hear Marlo request a song, or if you'd like to request a song yourself, you can send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, @att.net.
And no one has ever sent Marlo an email, and I think he's still angry about it.
Well, he's laying here on the floor right now, and that is a big old pout he's got on his face.
Yeah, whenever we do the email, I know he's pouting. So I hope somebody will send Marlo an email one of these days. But until then, more music on the Underground Podcast right now.
Up for ransom, 'cause that's the way he is. It's another day, it's another day. With one hand clapping, it's hard to say. You gotta break that door, gotta tear down the wall. Don't stop till morning. Cause that's the way he is. It's another day. It's another day. With one hand clapping, it's hard to say. Like a timepiece ticking with a big hand missing. Those people don't listen, 'cause of the way he is. Got shopping date on Monday, time spent on Sunday.
it's hard to say. It's another day. It's another day. With one hand clapping, it's hard to say.
Sitting in there in the control room now, listening to everything I say. boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
Peaches in Regalia, a 2008 Grammy winner on the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, as we finish out that set with, I guess the best way to call it would be post-Zappadan music, Rick. We started out with Tin Huey, Otis Says No, Captain Beefheart, Call on Me. Captain, of course, a big 60s, 70s psychedelic band, has a 2009 re-release. Then, the master himself, Frank and the Mothers of Invention, Are You Hung Up?, before Dweezil and his Grammy winner. And Rick, you were kind enough to let me announce those songs, but I know you have a few things to say.
I do, and it's uncommon for us to play what would be called audio concrete or an audio collage, and those folks who are Zappa fans know that Zappa littered his albums with these sorts of outtakes and interesting little pieces of commentary. That Frank Zappa and the Mothers audio collage, Are You Hung Up?, is from a 1968 release called We're Only In It For The Money. They were really in it for the money, weren't they, Jeff?
But if Zappa was in it for the money, you and I are in it for the money.
Well, and that's why he is truly one of my heroes. And the ethos of Zappa, I think, it lives in the Underground podcast. But that item actually ends our series, our Eric Clapton series, because believe it or not, that's Eric Clapton's voice on several pieces of that audio collage. I had read recently that Clapton had done a collaboration with Zappa, and I said, where, what? I have no idea. And the truth is that Clapton, believe it or not, loved Zappa's music because he understood that there were all these sort of guitar inside jokes and other things. A musician's musician, and Clapton used to go to those early Zappa shows in London, was immensely entertained, and he asked, you know, can I be on one of your albums? And so instead of Zappa doing the thing that would be commercial, which would be put Clapton on the album playing guitar with me, instead he puts his voice on there and not even singing. And so that tells you how much Zappa was in it for the money.
And in fact, that was even before Clapton had done much singing. He generally had just been a musician on most of the albums, right?
Right. He was singing backup, and I think at the time that was recorded, either Clapton was just starting in Cream or that sort of thing. And so he was known very much for his guitar work, but certainly not for his singing.
Well, that was a musicology lesson to end all musicology lessons, I think.
I think so, and I think we find ourselves all too soon here at the end of our show this week, and it was a good one. Any final words from you, Jeff?
Just that any show, Rick, that plays Trouser Mouth, Nico Case, and Link Wray deserves to go into our Hall of Fame.
Not to mention Captain Beefheart.
Not to mention Captain. We've got to play some more Captain. We haven't done nearly enough with the Captain.
So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell, coming to you from the undisclosed location somewhere in Maryland. And this week we leave you with this thought, and so it goes.